Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, the man himself, Archie Manning from Manning Passing Academy, all-time great college pro football player. Archie, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I can't tell you how many times we brought up your name from Thursday on. All those quarterbacks that got picked, and so many of them were at the Manning Passing Academy. And that's a testimony to what you and Eli and Peyton and Cooper have done with this camp.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's it has been a lot of fun, and it gives us joy to see those quarterbacks get picked. Six of them in the first round. That's pretty good. And we'd had four of them in our camp. We had Caleb Williams come in, and Caleb just got too busy. He got too busy making money to come to the Manning Passing Academy. And we're really disappointed the Michigan quarterback couldn't come. I don't know if you saw it. Peyton kind of put it on Coach Harbaugh because J.J.'s daddy called me, and then J.J. got on the line and said they'd like to get an invitation to the Manning Passing Academy. This was last year early on. I said, absolutely. I said, you're on my list. You just beat me to it. So he accepted. He's coming. And then he called back. He said, well, Coach Harbaugh doesn't want me to miss a workout up here in Michigan. And I'm just going, one workout, two at the most, you know, to come to our four-day camp. But seemed like an outstanding young man. I congratulated him the other night. Peyton got to know. Peyton was at the draft for a little while. So he saw all those guys that were in the green room. And that was a good class of quarterbacks. It was a really good class. Six of them in the first round. That's pretty impressive.
Six in the top 12, Archie. Six in the top 12. Yeah. That's unprecedented.
What an offensive draft. I mean, the defense. Where's the defense? Goodness gracious.
Wasn't in this draft class, I'll put it to you that way. Arch, kind of tell us a little bit about the relationship. We got to talk to Spencer Rattler Saturday, and he talked about that you and him were kind of constantly talking to one another. And I remember when he came to the Manning camp back in 2022, and we got the story, and he said, I can't believe you remembered that. They were giving away a free year of Raising Cane's chicken. Okay, if you could sink a football into a basketball hoop. Now, he followed Anthony Richardson, who almost decapitated the basketball goal when he hit it. Man, we were running for cover because that ball, when it hit it, he almost maybe got close on the ricochet, but man, he almost like he was trying to break the backboard. And the funny part, Nikki Collins and I, we standing, and the guys he had worked with that afternoon, they were giving him the business. They're nothing like, you know, teenagers kind of razzing you. They were giving him the business. And they were giving him the Bronx cheer and everything else. And he walks up and he sinks it. and wins the free year of Raising Cane's Chicken. He said, I can't believe you remembered it, but he said, let me tell you what I did with it. I gave it to my sister because she loves Raising Cane's.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, that's kind of a fun little thing we added the last 2 years is our Raising Cane's long throw where they're throwing footballs. And, of course, we couldn't figure out – it's hard to hit, really hard. So we tried to figure out how to – we don't have enough footballs for them to keep throwing, keep throwing, keep throwing. So we got our high school quarterbacks out of the stands and got them down there in the end zone and had them throw back to them so they can just rapid fire keep throwing. It's kind of a fun thing to watch, and I think the kids had a lot of fun with it. And Raising Cane's is a good. They do a great job for us. They really do. Really outstanding sponsor, Todd Graves.
And your thoughts on your relationship with Spencer, because he brought that up, that he really thought the world of you, and that you were always encouraging with him.
Well, you know, Spencer. Of course, we got 40 to 45 quarterbacks every year. And they, 99% of them are just wonderful. You know, and Mike, I have a theory, you know, by the time a young man goes to college as a quarterback, especially, and has to take on some leadership responsibilities. And most of the ones that come to us, when we get them, it's usually their second or third year. So they've already been under the gun, been on campus, and become, you know, just grown up and become accountable, and they're just a delight to have. And, of course, our campers, you see it, our campers yeah. just love them. They just love them. And I can't imagine how they follow them throughout the year. You know, and we spread them around. We don't want like Spencer Rattler just coaching 20 guys in the 3 days, 4 days. We want to move them around. We want these kids to kind of have a chance at all these quarterbacks. So during the year, you know, they turn on a game and say, hey, that's my counselor right there. And it's funny. Sometimes I'll invite a quarterback, Mike, to come to camp. And we don't track our campers. We don't track them. I don't want anything to do recruiting. You know that.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll call up a young man from, doesn't matter where, Memphis. And he'll say, oh, yes, sir, I want to come as a counselor. He said, Mr. Marion, I was a camper. And he said, you might say, Dak Prescott was my counselor. Matt Barkley was my coach. Somebody the other day told me Matt Barkley was my coach. And then, which makes me feel good. Of course, they remember who their counselors were. Spencer, I remember my grandson, Arch, telling me, and Spencer kind of had a little hiccup when he came out of high school. I didn't know much about it. He just said he had a little hiccup. I think it was kind of a video show they did, and maybe he came off.
Yeah, the QB1, sort of a documentary about his recruitment.
Okay. And maybe it didn't come off good. But I remember I like to watch college football, and I'm watching on Saturday, and Spencer's playing for Oklahoma. Of course, that's when our Southern Cal coach was Lincoln was at Oklahoma at that time, and we had recruited Spencer, who was a hotshot player. And of course, the next year when Spencer's getting ready to play, they had recruited Caleb Williams. And I remember I was watching the game when they pulled Spencer and put Caleb Williams in, and kind of felt for him. And I don't know. I just kind of had an interest in him and found that he transferred to South Carolina. And I'm good friends with Shane Beamer. Shane's a real good buddy of mine. That's because I played against his daddy, which really makes sense. I played against
Frank.
Yeah, I played against Frank. But anyway, so I invited Spencer to camp, and he's one of these kids. Mike, you're never in our staff meeting. You might see everything, but we have to have a lot of staff meetings. It's a lot of organization to do. So they all come into our staff room, and I sit up front on a stool, and I'm kind of looking at all of them. Spencer was always there early and always sat on the front row. So I'm there early. So I always talk to Spencer, and I just got to know him. And I just, after hearing somebody say, well, you know, when he came out of high school, he had a little attitude or something. I'm saying, what a turnaround. I mean, what a nice young man who's here early, full of full of pep. Yes, sir. No, sir. Just to talk to you. And I told somebody the other day when they asked me about the draft, I said, Spencer's got a little gleam in his eye. He kind of looks at you that way. And so I watched him with interest in South Carolina. Lost his offensive line last year. They chased him all over the field. He kept playing, didn't complain, just played. And I just like Spencer. And then I had a chance. A good friend of mine's on the, retired, but on the staff there at South Carolina, invited me to come to Columbia for a fundraiser. So I did, and Shane wanted me to go in the quarterback room. So I was in there with all those guys, all the other quarterbacks. And Spencer's just he's a good leader. He's a good player. And I was excited to see the Saints pick him. I know, you don't know. I don't know what the odds are for a fifth-round pick, but I know this. He'll come in. The coaches will like him. The other quarterbacks will like him. The players will like him, and he'll work. And he'll try to progress, and he'll give his best shot to make this football team.
Going from the fifth round to the second overall pick, I wanted to get your thoughts, Archie, on Jaden Daniels. Mike has talked about him as one of the most humble superstars you'll ever meet, and he was at the Manning Passing Academy. He wasn't, the first player off the board in this draft, but he was number two going to Washington. And just, his jump that he made in this past season with LSU, winning the Heisman, he was so fantastic with that offense for LSU. But also apparently a great dude. I just want to get your thoughts on Jaden.
Archie, you and I could have made a lot of money if we bet in summer that he would have been the second pick in the draft.
Well, what about the year before that, Mike, if you remember, Jalen, I invited
all three of them.
Owen Brennan. I had Owen Brennan. Yeah. He was going to be the quarterback of LSU that year. So I bring in on Saturday, we bring in some college receivers from LSU, from Tulane, from South Alabama, from Southeast Louisiana, Nichols. And so sometimes I'll just bring their quarterback in for one day. So I invited Jalen to come in just for the day. First time I'd ever met him. Oh, I never saw him play at Arizona State. He was kind of quiet, nice young man, and couldn't tell a lot that day. We got 50-something quarterbacks throwing and 100 receivers running around. But they invited him back last year as a full counselor. And you're right. He's quiet, but he's humble. He's got athlete just written all over him. But I watched that year last year. Joe Burrow had one of the most phenomenal years any college quarterback could have, certainly an LSU quarterback. But that was a phenomenal year that Jaden had last year. That was just the running, the throwing, and – when it happens two or three weeks in a row, somebody's going to gear up to stop you. I mean, some defensive coordinators going to say, well, we might lose this game, but we're not going to lose to him. We're not going to let him beat us running all over the field or throwing. And he just kept doing it week after week after week. It was one of the great, great years I've ever seen a quarterback have.
Archie, I talked to Brian Branch, that was a safety with Alabama, and now he was a second-round pick last year to Packers. And he said, man, we played him in 2022. All of a sudden, I got an angle on him. And man, I know I can run him down. I know I can run him down. He said he outran the angle. He said, I've never had a quarterback do that before. He said maybe a receiver did, but never had a quarterback do that. His speed is unbelievable, but I did tell him this a couple months back. Man, you better learn how to go out of bounds or learn how to slide, because they're going to take your head off in the NFL. This stuff of combating defenders like he was doing in college, you can't do that in the NFL.
Yeah, they'll come after him, especially one that's is really good at running and making plays and is – you throw up the right defense and you make the coverage and you get a guy in a bad place and all of a sudden he just his athleticism gets him out of it. They're gonna come after him. They're gonna come. So you're right. He's got to slide. He's got to use the sideline. He can run and he can get first downs, but he's got to be smart with it because it's big boy football now. It's big boy football.
Archie, I was surprised, and, man, I got to know Mike. We did a couple of interviews last year with Michael Penix Jr., and, man, his story is unbelievable that he wasn't recruited by the Miami of Floridas and Florida States in Florida, but he had a coach that had a connection to Indiana, goes there, goes through all these injuries, and he's scuffed up and then he goes to University of Washington, has a great year. But for him to go with the 8th overall pick to Atlanta, of all teams, if that was a shocking round one, that was it. Not that he went that high, because I think the world of him, but that he went to Atlanta, to me, actually really surprised me. But if, when you get to know him, to hear his story, you can't but pull for him as a guy, because he's a great leader. And, man, he got a rifle on him. I mean, I know it comes out sort of funky because it's left-handed, but, man, he can spin the rock.
No, he's a good quarterback. And, Mike, you remember we had him at the Manning Pass Academy when he was in Indiana.
Yes,
when he was in
sure
Indiana,
enough.
We had him come in, and he was fine. You know, it's hard with what we – you know, they're not doing – 7-on-7, they're not doing 3-hour practices. They get out there for an hour, and we try to get a good look at them, but you can't really tell. But he's left-handed, you know, a left-hander always kind of stands out. I did look up something the other day. I don't think there's but three quarterbacks that played the left-handed quarterbacks that won the Super Bowl. So we'll see how that turns out. But he fought some injuries. He transferred to Washington. He had a great year. Mike, I don't know if I've seen a quarterback play a better game than he did in Sugar Bowl.
Against Texas, he was phenomenal.
He was phenomenal. Nice kid. Remember, he won our
won the award.
He won our quarterback challenge last year, and I'm proud for him. Now, you said you were surprised at the pick in the 8th round. You weren't as surprised as Kirk Cousins was.
Or his agent was. He was really surprised. You're guaranteed over $100 million, and okay, you spouting the company line, and I'm going to be there and all this and that. And then all of a sudden, it becomes Michael Penix Jr. And listen, we've been doing this long enough. You never know who gets involved with these selections. And when somebody who maybe is the boss says, "That's who I want," you got a lot of jerks. I tell the boss what to do. Yeah, right. And you're unemployed. But if the boss says, "This is who we're going to pick," that's who you're going to pick. And man, that kicks the ant pile to me for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that was a shock. And Kirk's a great guy. And, you know, if you try to put yourself in his place, it's nothing against Michael Penix. He's not worried about Michael Penix. But
no.
Kirk's got a limited number of years to play. He's coming into a new team. He wants to win. He's missed out on the big game. And so he's saying, well, wait a minute now. What could Atlanta got with that 8th pick instead of a quarterback? I mean, who could they have brought in here that might help us get in the playoffs and get deep in the playoffs next year? So you can understand where he's coming from. He's a good guy. They'll get along. They'll do fine. It's already done. So now you go do the best you can with it.
Your thoughts on Michael Pratt? That's the other part of the surprise. Arch, I'd have never thought he'd have lasted till round 7.
I don't either.
Now, maybe that's a medical deal that I don't really know about, but I know he got hit and beat up pretty good last year with the Green Wave. But, man, he has been a guy that has been a game changer for the Tulane program. And, you know, he's got the size you're looking for. He's got some mobility. Man, he can put the ball in tight windows. He's a really good leader. He's overcome adversity in his life. And he's raised the level of football at a program. That's not a lot of guys that can say that. For him to last to the 7th round, shocking to me.
Yeah, you can't say enough about what he did at Tulane. Just his 4 years there. You know, we had him 3 times at the Manning Passing Academy. Delightful young man. Great to get to know him. And I've seen him off campus around town a few times, and I just liked him. I did. You never know. Now, I knew he wasn't first, second round pick. I know they were saying third. Well, you go third, you can go fifth. And maybe if you can go fifth, you can go seventh. I was a little shocked at that. But it's still, he might surprise somebody. It still may be. I mean, I don't think, you know, his probably best shot is trying to be that third guy somewhere in his first year, survive, hang on, be part of it, grow as a quarterback. But I agree with you. No one's done as much for a program as he has for Tulane. Great young man. And I think a good player. So you never know. It's just like that Michael Penix going eight. That's the eighth pick of the draft. That's the same thing Michael Pratt lasts into the seventh round. You just don't know.
Arch, it was the record breaker last year, right? You had over 1,300 kids at the Manning camp, correct? That I don't ever remember we getting over 1,300.
No, we of course we kind of stayed on nickel staying. We asked them for more rooms, dorm rooms, and they do everything they can for us. They couldn't be nice in helping us. Sometimes we'll jump up a little more and take a few more day campers, Mike. We opened the camp for registration in September, and October 1st, we were full. October 1st, we had 1,400 campers. We oversell it. You know my camp director, Jeff Hawkins. We oversell it kind of like an airline because we understand. We've just seen it through the years. A young man and his family, they sign up to come to camp back in October. You just don't know what's going on in your life in June, third week of June. So we do have some attrition. We've kind of studied those rates. So we had 1,800 people signed up to come, and I think we're going to have 1,500 campers this year. I think we've had to increase our staff. We're probably going to have 135 to 140 coaches, and then our have our quarterbacks. We'll come in between 40 and 45 college quarterbacks. So we're going to have a big staff, but there's going to be a bunch of quarterbacks and receivers hit Thibodeau here about June 27th.
Archie, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon and for keeping that camp here in South Louisiana because you had opportunities. I know Disney World wanted you to go to Florida and go that route, but to keep that here and to think in this little sleepy town, the biggest offensive defensive line camp, Louisiana line camp, Pete Jenkins, Kevin Mawai involved. We had over 750 kids last year. 2 days later, Manning camp with over 1,300. That's remarkable for that little town, for all that talent to come there.
Well, they're so nice to us. It's just been a great union. I think it's our 18th year in Thibodeau after moving, after 9 years over in Hammond.
Yeah.
Southeast Louisiana and 1 year at Tulane, and I can't mention that without just saying,
oh, buddy.
We're still in grief losing my partner and buddy T. I'm headed up to Hanover, New Hampshire on May 18th. We're gonna have an unbelievable great day to celebrate the life of Buddy Tiemens up at Dartmouth.
God bless him, man. He was a good guy in life. Archie, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Okay.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Always. Thanks for having me.
All right. Archie Manning, Saints legendary quarterback, man, a great player at Ole Miss, and kind of orchestrates things, Manning Passing Academy, and his thoughts with Spencer Rattler and Michael Pratt, Jaden Daniels, all those guys that were there this past summer.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.